Good evening and welcome to the special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay CSD. At this time, I'd like to open our meeting and roll call, please.
Excuse me. Yes. President Chris Steele?
Here.
Vice President Kevin Graves?
I am here.
Director Jim Madison?
Here.
Director Mark Simon?
Here.
Director Ray Tatro?
Here.
Excellent. Thank you.
With enthusiasm.
You can actually just use the last
At this time, I'd like to open public comment. The public may comment on any item on the agenda that is before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come up and speak from the podium. There will be no dialogue between the board and the commenter. Any clarifying questions from the board must go through the chair. Would anybody like to speak? At this time, I'd like to close public comment. Item C, new business and action items. Item one, staff, please.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the board. This meeting is a follow-up to our meeting we had, I believe, last Wednesday evening regarding the transaction with the Discovery Bay Athletic Club owners, as well as the Delta Community Presbyterian Church. I have a lot of information to present to you this evening. We met with the county yesterday. Director Madison was there. Rich Seifel, who's with the county in the back of the room, he attended the meeting. Will Nelson, the principal planner for the county, was there. Rich Peer was there representing the church, as was Pastor McGinnis and Andy Zimmer. And I don't know if I missed, I think that's
quite a minute.
Everybody that was at the meeting. Oh, and the engineer, I'm sorry, from Kieran Wright, Tony McCamps was there as well. I spoke after the meeting to the engineers last week regarding the board's concern, as well as to the representatives of the athletic club, that we maintain the integrity of the two parcels between this parcel here that we sit on today, as well as the future athletic club parcel. And in working with the county yesterday, we were able to have a workaround on that. It does require a number of things to take place, and those are all on the church's hit list of things to take care of. But one of those is that the church will be submitting a development review application. What that means is that we will be receiving an out-of-agency request report from the county asking if we would be in support of the church's efforts to obtain that development review authorization. In doing so, we would then move the lot line on their parcel, not our parcel, thereby creating three separate parcels, one being the church parcel. Our parcel here would stay in place, and then the parcel for the athletic club that we would be acquiring. That process is, if I believe Rich is in the audience, I believe that has started. I believe Tony took the application and was filling that out with the engineering firm. So they are working towards that today. And what I want to be able to do is show you up on the board what that plan would look like. So if you bear with me for a second. Okay. I realize it's a little bit hard to see. So if I may, I'm going to go up to the board and explain it.
You may.
Tommy May.
The original, if you recall, was going to remove this small corner parcel that was down here. That was deemed a lot that was not created subject to the Subdivision Map Act, therefore making it not a legal lot. It was a remnant piece that was given its own APN for taxing purposes only. So that was the first application we submitted, and that took quite some time to go through the engineering and the process, the survey work to get that in place. Once we got the base maps in place, any changes were relatively simple to go through, but that did take some time, and that was one of the delays in getting the submittal to the county. What we showed you the other day, remove this lot line here and maintain the lot line between the church and their new parcel. And after meeting with the county yesterday, we submitted this plan, which removes this line here and creates this line here. Thus, the church is having, instead of having two parcels at 2 acres and 3 acres, they just now have a full full 5 acre parcel.
So this map gives us the water site, it gives us the community center site, and it gives us the church parcel site.
That's correct. The development review process is something that was that the county is willing to. I don't want to use the term fast track because they can't really fast track it, but they are willing to take a personal touch to it, according to them, their conversation with us yesterday. And with that being the case, Will Nelson had indicated that he would handle this process personally instead of handing it to one of his staff members. And like I indicated, Will's the principal planner at the county, so Rich, I believe he's the head planner, if I'm not mistaken, or next to the head planner.
He's one of a few principal planners.
So that's where we stand today with the lot line adjustment application. That's what we're going to be submitting to the county. I think that the board should be happy with the outcome of that. I know we were very happy with that outcome. I know Jim was there, and I don't know if you have anything you want to add, but it was all heads nodding in the right direction. So
yeah, I think we were all pretty excited about the process and the ease that we think that we can move forward with.
The process that would go through is that, as I mentioned, we would receive an out-of-agency request for response, and I'm going to ask the board this evening as part of your recommendation to give me the direction to sign that letter and send it prior to it coming before the board, so similar to what we've done in the past where things have been more administrative or ministerial in nature. Just because of the timing on it, we won't have the time to get it between to this board and to get to the zoning administrator on the 7th of January, when it has to go to the zoning administrator. After it goes to the zoning administrator, there's a 10-day review process that it's in the county for. So it'll be going through a 10-day review process. Once that review process is over, we will have then substantially met all, well, we will have met all of our contingencies, so long as the church and the sellers have finalized their agreements that they're talking about right now with the seller, and we anticipate that being the case. So the 60 days that we requested last week, we believe we can facilitate in about 45 days. And that gives plenty of time then to the seller, who is running into some logistical issues with some some tax-related matters that they need to resolve. So that gives them some breathing room, and with the county acknowledging that and they knowing that's one of the reasons why they're willing to take it as a personal favor of ours, if you will, to have Will go ahead and work on that. We did send out on Friday afternoon the request for the addendum to the 60-day extension. That would be addendum number 4. In that addendum, it was a time of the essence statement. Laid out all the details of what we're requesting and why we're requesting. We had met all of our contingencies. We listed out what all those contingencies were that had been met, the soils, the inspections, everything else, along with the appraisal. And that the only remaining contingencies was the lot line adjustment, and we can't close the transaction until the lot line adjustment is completed, number one. And number two, that the church needs to complete their transaction with the seller, which is underway as we speak. So, or it's being discussed. They still have a little ways to go on it. So with that, I did not receive the signed extension from the sellers until late this afternoon, and I only received one of the 3 signatures. The difficulty with that is that one of the sellers, while she signed it and indicated that it was just a matter of getting it circulated for signature, that it would be signed, was the response that we had received. But again, I only have one signature. Tomorrow afternoon, 5 p.m., by its own terms, the contingency date expires, and without an extension, the deal would expire as well. So What I'm going to recommend is that between now and tomorrow afternoon, and this item is also on the agenda for this evening, or for tomorrow evening, I mean, is that the board would consider extending the deadline that we gave them to get all three signatures by tomorrow afternoon. If they do not sign the addendum, then I would recommend we don't move forward, because we at that point in time either have to move forward or we don't move forward. And if we don't, if they don't accept the extension, then there's no, it puts us at a little bit of a liability. And so I would recommend that that if it's in the board's pleasure to do so, that we go ahead and extend till tomorrow afternoon, say 1 p.m., to get the other two signatures in place, and also to agree to make that a 45-day instead of a 60-day extension. So that's what we're looking for this evening. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions.
What was that letter you want to send, you wanted to approve prior?
That letter is, you know, how we routinely receive county out-of-agency requests?
Yes.
It will be very similar to that, where the board, I would suspect that something, a response would be that the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors supports the development review application for Delco Community Presbyterian Church, something along those lines.
Sure. Okay.
I'm not sure if it's actually called the development review application. Rich, do you know that exact title?
I'm sorry, I don't know the exact title.
But it's whatever. It's a nuance. It's either that or something very close.
Okay. Thank you.
Did Randy or did the one owner that signed the agreement, which one of them gave you the guarantee that all the other two will sign by tomorrow by 1?
I don't know the sister's name.
But she did.
She indicated that to Randy, that the other signatures were coming, yes.
By tomorrow at 1.
We'll see. They're coming right now.
When I went back to get my pen in my office, he was calling me on my phone. So I wasn't able to answer.
Right. Okay.
Any questions, comments, Kevin?
You achieved what I wanted.
You know, the good news in all of this is that the plan that's up there on the board right now is really the best of all scenarios. And since we couldn't do the original one, you know, as I indicated last week, all this came up kind of at the last minute, and we didn't really, you know, Director Simon was saying, well, we're not really sure what we're doing, and we don't have all the answers. Well, you're right, we didn't, but we got them all now. And so we just needed to have that meeting with the county yesterday to get that, and we're all very, very comfortable that this can be accomplished with relative ease.
Yeah, I think that's really good work you guys had, Jim and Rick, on that meeting yesterday, and I appreciate the county's helping, you know, working with us like that. So, any public comment?
Before you go, Chris, Rich was in the meeting. Does that pretty much summarize what took place?
Very well.
Thank you.
Would anybody like to come up and speak? Mr. Peace?
It indicated that all the due diligence has been completed. Has there been a analysis of the condition of the current buildings and the property in reference to bringing it up to code if it were to be utilized at all?
Yes.
Is that a public document?
Not yet. Under the Public Records Act, reports such as that and in engineering reports are confidential and not subject to production until after the transaction's been complete.
Has that information has been relayed to the board?
It has been relayed to the members that sit on the board that are on the community center subcommittee.
The property inspection report?
Correct.
Yeah, we've reviewed it.
Well, two of you have, but the rest of you haven't.
Thank you.
I haven't seen it.
And so they're being asked to kind of move forward on something. I don't want to sit here and put a wet blanket over everything right now, but I think there's some procedurals through a study session or a work session or something that those information could be discussed so that all of the board understands what they're getting into.
Can I make a
Hold on. Any other public comment, please? At this time, I'm going to close public comment. We can deliberate some more. Mr. Simon?
I just want to let Bill know that from my point of view, I've never looked at it if we're going to operate that building. I mean, if we operate, if it turns out that the building's a good, sound building, we get to operate it, wonderful. I mean, I think our goal, I can't speak for the rest of the board, is that we would eventually, we tear it down and build a community center there. So the condition of the building was never a big criteria to me one way or the other. So.
All right. Any further comments, Jim, Vice President? Is there a motion?
I need a motion. I can't make a motion.
There'll be three parts to it.
Yes.
Would you review that for us?
The first motion that I would request would be that the board accept the lot line adjustment as it relates to all of the parcels that was presented this evening and that is on the display board in front of you. That would be the first one. The second one would be to extend the deadline until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon for the sellers to return the three parties to execute the extension, the addendum number four, change the 60-day requirement to 45 days, and then the third and final request would recommendation would be to direct the general manager to write a letter once we receive the out-of-agency request form from the county on behalf of the district supporting this, indicating that there was no negative comments or that the board supported this the transaction that the church would like to facilitate with respect to their development review.
Did you get that? Go ahead, Ray.
My question is,
did you get that?
I got some.
Will this thing the church is going to do, this that has to be approved for the lot adjustment, right?
Yes.
Okay. Could we consider to close escrow before that happened, and then that gets denied?
Say that again.
Okay.
Just say the last part of the question.
Could we conceivably close escrow if we got the signatures and went forward without having that process be completed?
We would have to purchase the entire parcel at that point in time, and then we would have to go through. The church and the district entered into the agreement that they executed a little over a week ago that broke out the costs of the transaction, which party was paying which their share. And so we would have to own the property, and then if we could not just transfer it to them as a straight transfer, we would have to go through the surplus lands process. Which requires us, it's a, let's say a fairly lengthy process, but it's probably a 60 to 90 day process, probably a 90 day process that we would have to go through to offer it to different public agencies that for certain types of requirements with respect to public housing and development and enterprise zones. And there's a number of things like that, but we can certainly purchase the property entirely and then go through that process.
I don't want to do that. I mean, my question, I guess, are we liable to have to purchase it on the hook to have to buy the whole thing if that deal didn't happen yet?
No, all that you have done, if you remember, under your existing contract, mm-hmm. The deadline for the satisfaction of the condition of a lot line adjustment is tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
All you're doing, assuming the sellers agree to addendum number 4, as you have authorized or has been approved them, is just kicking that date back.
So we're assuming that a line agreement will be done in the 45 days.
It'll have to be.
It'll have to be. Okay,
that's
okay with it.
We're not done in council.
No.
Go ahead.
Realistically, can it be done in 45 days?
I'm going to look back at Rich. He was in the meeting with planners, and assuming there's no catastrophes, mm-hmm. Will looked at the plan and immediately was, this is a doable deal. We can do this. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
I just want to make sure.
If we were going to go with the plan that we presented last week to you, mm-hmm. it could be approved relatively soon, but the board didn't want to go in that direction. So this was the backup for that.
And actually, it's going to be a lot cleaner anyway.
A lot cleaner.
Absolutely, because it takes care of the boot and everything else all at one time.
Yep.
to give the church the boot all at the same time.
Yeah, we'll give you the boot.
If I may, Mr. President, to the proposed language of the motion, add one fourth and final, that in the event that the signed addendum is not received, that prior to 5 p.m. tomorrow, the general manager be authorized to send notice that the contract has been terminated.
Okay. So do we want four motions or one big motion?
It's your choice.
Are you prepared?
I'm prepared.
Can he just say something?
Hang on one second.
You can make the motion by so moved.
That's what I was just going to ask him. I make a motion that would so moved.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And that's with all four components that we just completed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And tomorrow evening, this is on the agenda for this evening, or for tomorrow evening, and I will give you an update.
Yeah, you'll know by then.
I will know by then.
Yes, by my understanding.
Hmm.
Okay. Anything else, staff? Anything else, directors?
Not for I.
No, again, I'll just echo what the president said earlier, President Steele said earlier, and that is that this has been a real ability for us to take advantage of an opportunity that is really probably wouldn't have happened again, and it did seem like it was fast tracked, but I think that was the terms of the contract with the sellers and complications with their obligations on debt and other things forced our hand a little bit. But I want to compliment staff, thank the county and the board for all getting together and working this through in what I think is a satisfactory way where no matter what happens in the future, we have the ability to deal with whatever options we have on this piece of land. So I just think it was well done.
At this time, I'd like to adjourn the meeting.
Clunk, clunk. Clink, clink.